Live and Good, that started the same way with miners, pioneering the trade.
But Live and Good was a little different in that the miners, of course, were getting in there after the gold was discovered on Live and Good Creek and all the rest of the little creeks around there. And but the heavy equipment and stuff was going in from Dunbar on the Alaska Railroad and going following the hills, the foothills, up to Tolovana and then up into Live and Good. And the road, as we know it now, was again though begun as a result of petitions and public hearings and a determination of need. And I know that when I went to work there in 1940, it was still a pretty rough trail. In fact, going out there to go to work, our car got stuck in the mud, and we spent hours cutting brush and getting us out of the mud holes. And but again, that road that was built with force account force, not by contract. It was improved, of course, with contract work, but the original work and the road that exists now between Live and Good and Eureka, going on the way to Manly Hot Springs, is another road which began with a pressure from, you might say, two groups. One, the mining people who were mining around Eureka and the Hot Springs, wanted to get in there by highway, although they could get in, as you know, by boat in the summertime. But then, two, you see, there was, I guess you'd say, a dream, at least it's a dream up to now, of building a road from Fairbanks west to eventually end up in Nome or Kotzebue or someplace. And that desire or that dream had an awful lot to do with the building of the road from Live and Good west. And again, it was built by force account, with a crew working out of Eureka coming east and from Live and Good going west.